Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another incredible episode of the Empire Building Podcast. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazan, and I'm here with the lovely and talented Miss Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. Hello, Kimber. Good to see you.
Hi, Wendy. Good to see you, too.
Today, we're going to be talking about our sixth episode in our scaling series. And is this our last episode? Is this the final one? Do we know?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And today, we're going to be talking about scaling through seasons, which is it's something that nobody really ever talks about. At least I've never heard anyone talk about. And I think it's especially important for parents, right? And especially women, if you're a woman and you're dealing with a lot of the household stuff, understanding this is so important because so much of the childcare and so much of aging parenting. I know when my kids were going to college, a lot of that college application stuff kind of fell on me. So today we're going to be talking about scaling through seasons and really protecting what matters most while you're growing fast at the same time.
I love it. I think this is almost one of our most important episodes, like when we think about it, especially because it sometimes feels so urgent and like we have so much to prove, especially depending on where you are in that entrepreneurial journey. I feel like I have this gift of this incredible fourth son. And so he's almost 10 years, right, between Rex and the oldest and then this one. And it feels like such a gift, right, because I have such a different perspective, both in age and both like grinding so much when the three older boys were little and missing things or not being fully present for things because I was trying to like climb this mountain of what I thought like success and scale looked like. And so I'm excited for us to dig into this and help our empire builders navigate scale through all the various seasons of life.
Well, if you've ever read the book, The One Thing, you will have been introduced to a concept of rubber ball and glass balls. And we found out this morning that this concept actually came from the former CEO of Coca-Cola, Brian Dyson, where he talks about, imagine juggling a bunch of balls, which we all are juggling a bunch of balls all the time. And imagine that work is a rubber ball. So if that ball is dropped, it will bounce back up because it's made of rubber, right? If something happens with work, you can apply for a new job. If you lose a client, you can recover from it. You can pick up a project tomorrow. But imagine that some of these balls that you're juggling are not made of rubber. They're made of glass. So your family, your health, your friendships, your mental health, your relationship with God. If you drop any of these, they become nicked, marked, damaged, or even shattered, right? So health crises or fractured family relationships or simply not leaning into some friendships that you have for multiple years at a time, they're not going to bounce back, right? They're going to be laying on the floor cracked. So rolling into this episode, we're going to think about all those things that are glass balls in your life. And how do we do that? Like, how do we manage all of that and, you know, scale our business and become an empire builder? So I guess right now I would ask you, Kimber, what are your glass balls in your life right now?
I know this has been such a powerful concept. And I love, you know, what we looked at. So Brian Dyson actually gave, this was his commencement address at Georgia Tech, like in the 90s. And so what a powerful concept, right? To introduce to people embarking out of college into that journey of like, hey, you're entering into this world, but be really aware of what are the things that don't bounce back the same, right? Like they are, doesn't mean everything gets shattered, but they're nicked. They're not the same. And so I think about that 100%, right? I've got my four boys and it's an interesting journey. I've got a rising senior. It seems every time I think about it, I'm like, my heart breaks a little. And so that's a glass ball, right? Like that, those are core relationships. My aunt and uncle are, you know, now well into their 80s. And so I'm very fortunate that they live very close to me. But I think about, you know, how being present for them is really important to me right now. And health, right? Like this is a powerful one. And one I love, our circle has been on such a journey around, and to watch the evolution, how many of us for so long deprioritized our health. It was like,
I mean, we're really, our circle is really hot these days.
I know.
I mean, I look at us, I'm like, dang, you know, we're getting up there a little bit, but we still look good.
Exactly. Yes. That's right. Well, it's because we've prioritized. We've actually held each other accountable. We've talked about what it means for this to be a glass ball. Yeah. So I think those are all things that look very different in my life than they did even 4 or 5 years ago. What about yours, Wendy?
Well, same. My mom is 82 years old. We've had a lot of parents die, you know. So Jay's dad, my stepmom all died within 3 years of each other in the last 5 years. And so I've just got my mom and my mother-in-law kind of left. And so making sure we spend time with them. And we're definitely entering a different season with my husband. So we've been, you know, our kids have been graduated from high school for a couple of years now. And that's a totally different kind of like season to navigate. Those of you who have been there understand where I'm coming from. And then for me, it's really been my health. So, you know, I went through menopause about 5 years ago. I had hip surgery. And so for me, it's just really waking up every day and thinking about me and my health, because, you know, I think it's a cliche, but you can't pour from an empty cup. And as you age, you know, you need to take care of yourself first. So it's easy to grind through your 20s and 30s, you know.
It is. And even into your 40s. And I think about like my reorientation to wealth building. Like we talk a lot about wealth building and, you know, like, right. So a topic that you and I are very passionate about, but you are never going to be able to write a check to save like when you've not taken care of yourself, right? How many women today, even when we think about just weightlifting and all these things that we know, but like how many would go back 10 years and if I could write a check to have wished that I had done those things, you can't do it, right? So I think this idea of like what investing in that now is so important, because ultimately scaling's not about how much we can carry, how much you can load on. It's really about the clarity of what is most critical and that cannot be dropped, right? And particularly as we go through those seasons. So I get asked a lot, right? People are like, oh, how do you do it all? Like, right? And I say often now, I'm like, balance is a lie. Like, it's not about that, right? You see almost no successful leaders are perfectly balanced in a day, in a moment, in a season. They're just not. And so the goal is actually taking out the illusion. The one thing talks about this too, right? It's not about balance. It's about how do you get into alignment? How are you clear? Understanding what season you're in and what's most important, because not all things matter equally. So when you think about balance, it assumes that everything's equal and there's this equilibrium that exists, and that's not true. So if you're clear on what those things are, then you're clear on what you're actually prioritizing. And most often the time, we're not in balance. We're actually completely out of balance.
And what a relief to just like let go of that myth. You know, I think for so many people, just this idea of like, oh my gosh, I have to do all of these things every day. I have to have a nutritious meal and my kids have to sit down for dinner and I have to have a date every week. Like all of that pressure, you know, to be the perfect spouse, to be the perfect parent, to be the perfect, you know, dog parent, whatever it is. You know, I had a walk with a friend of mine recently and she's had a lot going on in her life and she showed up and her dog was kind of crazy and all over the place. And she just felt so bad. Like she just was like, my dog, I haven't taken my dog for a walk and this and that. And I just thought, you know what? It's fine. You're out walking with your dog right now. You know, give up that like guilt of what you haven't done over the last day or week or whatever it is. And just understand that there are seasons and, you know, we just can't do it all, have it all, and know it all. It's just not possible.
That's right. Yeah. It's so powerful.
Yeah. And how do we do this while scaling? So I think probably one of the best stories that I have around this is when I decided I really needed to build up the listing side of my real estate business. And so I chose working with FSBOs and expireds because in Austin, Texas, at the time, there were a lot of FSBOs and expireds. And ironically, we're back and I know how to do it. But the conversation I got to have, because up until then, you know, I had a lot of buyer business. I had help on the buyer side. And so, you know, I was home for dinner almost pretty much every night. And knowing that I would have to go on a lot of listing appointments, I just sat down with my family and I said, hey, I want you guys to understand what's about to happen. You know, mom needs to build up this part of the business in order for her to kind of step away from it and put somebody else in that role. And so I sat down with my kids, I sat down with my husband and kind of just walked them through what that would look like. And having them understand, hey, there's a deadline attached to this. Like, it's going to be crazy. Mom's not going to be here for dinner, you know, some nights of the week. And it's a season, right? It's a season that will be over at some point. I think where we get into trouble is this feeling like we have to do it for our family. And it's not a season. It's constant. And we look up and 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years have passed. And we've missed it. We've missed all the things, all the memories that make life amazing. Because I don't know about you, Kimber, but like, I can't remember half of my clients, you know, from 10, 15 years ago. And, you know, my clients aren't going to be there when I'm old. I'm, you know, like, so clients feel important and we get like a nice dopamine hit from working with a client. But really, you know, our memories that we're going to remember when we're older, you know, memories we made with our family and friends.
When I had a coach ask me a really powerful question, we have lots of conflicts, right? In busy seasons, you have like, there's this big commitment over here and this big commitment over here. And she said, well, what will you remember in 5 years? Which one will you remember? And which one might you regret, right? So will you remember, oh my God, this big listing appointment. I've never had a $2 million listing. And this person called and they can only go on Saturday. But that's the, you know, playoff game for your kids thing, right? Like, what are the things that you're going to remember? And so that it's just been a good question whenever I'm like trying to make some of those decisions. And I feel so needed sometimes in a thing that is in the business side. And yet the season of life that you're in, and you're right, like these things that sometimes feel so intense because the kid things are intense, right? Like I know I'm getting into this college thing. It's looming. I'm not looking forward to it particularly. And yet I'm like,
it's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job. But it's actually like in those worlds, in some ways, right? Like those are actually much more clearly defined seasons.
Yes.
In our business, it can actually feel like it doesn't. Sometimes we look up and like, I mean, I think about the market, right? Like how long have we been in a more challenging real estate market? And you might think, oh, this is just a season of market. It's not. And so I think this idea of understanding which season you're in personally is so important and understanding which season requires you to prioritize differently based on your family needs, your health needs, like, and especially on the preventative side, because it's, we've watched many of our, right, ourselves, our friends, when something then becomes crisis, all of a sudden, magically, right, the world unlocks so that you can focus on that crisis thing. So what does it look like in your life to actually get ahead of it and not have it be when one of your children or health or a family member is in crisis and then everything has to break to get there? So thinking about your seasons, like mine for the college one, sometimes it is, right, caring for an aging family member, thinking about that ahead of time, not when mom falls and breaks her hip and then everybody has to run and solve the problem, but thinking about what that looks like, having that conversation. We know a lot of our empire builders, right, are welcoming new babies and those seasons, right, that it can feel like, oh my God, how quickly can I jump back into work? And not honoring like, hey, this is actually like you only get to like bring that baby home for the first time one time. And so what would it look like to really honor and to give yourself time and space in that season and not have all of these other things kind of pressing on. Even when you're launching new businesses, if you know you've got a launch coming up and you know that launch is going to require something from you, especially in the scaling part, what does that mean? Like Wendy, you're saying you knew you needed to add this vertical to your business and you then made it really clear, hey, this is what this is going to look like for this period of time so that your family understood, but that it wasn't this forever thing in their lives.
That's so well said, Kimber. I think we could practically stop right there. But, you know, what Kimber said is we're just talking about a simple framework that you can adopt in your life in order for you to have more clarity and just to be a little bit prepared for what could be coming down the road for you and your family. So really what it looks like is every quarter, right, you maybe put something on the calendar and you're just asking yourself, what does the next season in life look like for me? You know, thinking about, okay, well, maybe I've got a junior in high school. Maybe I've got, you know, an aging family member. Maybe I've got a season where I really need to focus on my health because, you know, I know for me, when I hit 50 and, 52 actually and hit menopause, I didn't sleep for a year, you know, that was really intense. And then you need to take time for recovery after that. So the framework is simple. You know, every quarter, you're just asking yourself a series of questions. And it just starts with the first question, what season am I entering? Right? And you can do this maybe annually, or if you're really extra, you can do it quarterly, but definitely do it annually. I know it's something that Jay and I always do in our annual retreat together. You know, what season am I entering? Could be baby, could be multiple babies. Like I have conversations, shout out to our Empire Circle member, Corinne, who's got, I think, 3 under 4, or maybe it's 3 under 3. I don't know. She has a lot of babies around her house and they're all so cute.
So adorable.
So cute. And, you know, just some of the conversations I have with her is just give yourself grace. Some things have to go. And your glass ball right now is your family.
And give yourself grace for that. Like, I think that is something, I mean, right, we talk about the guilt that we have sometimes as moms, but also as business owners, that sometimes that means that maybe the business, I mean, I know like our partner in podcast is Sarah, like that was when she wanted to be home for that baby, it was like she kind of resigned that the business was somehow is going to be like, okay, well, the business is just going to suffer. And actually it didn't, right? Sometimes we are actually the lid in our business. And when we model that and we focus, it actually allows other people to step forward. And so I think it's just such a powerful thing that sometimes we have to get to that place where we're okay that I, by choosing this, like that rubber ball may drop, but guess what? It's a rubber ball. And that means it bounces back up. And that's the, we have to get our heads around it, but that's a really powerful thing.
And what's cool about a rubber ball is you can drop it from, let's say, your waist, and typically it bounces back higher,
mm-hmm.
you know,
Amen.
Sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. So some of the seasons you might be experiencing could be a new baby, a new marriage, right? Divorce, a new school year, sports seasons, right? Those of you that have kids in sports, Kimber knows. She's laughing. She's laughing, not laughing.
I'm like, how am I in like 5 of these at one time?
You need to duplicate yourself. Teenage years, right? So I do believe, I think it's kind of a myth that your kids need you in elementary school more than they need you when they're older. I mean, I think you've probably seen that. I mean, of course, your kids need you at all times, but I really wanted to be fully present with my kids when they hit middle school because your opportunities to talk with them and spend time with them do decrease as they get older because they've just got more interest. They've got more things that are taking their attention away from your family. I mean, your kids are 2, 3, and 4, you know, they just want to spend all their time with you. So it is, I think, important to be able to be present when your kids are just a little bit older. Empty nesting, we already talked about that. And then aging parents.
Absolutely. So that first one, you're asking, what season am I entering? What's going on? And I just did this at the quarterly mark, right? So I think this quarterly is interesting because if you've got a lot going on, and but there's a lot of seasons all kind of coming together, being able to, if you're looking at your business goals, I like layered this in, right? So what season is the business entering? What season is your health entering? Like, are you in? What do you want, right? What do you want in that season? Just the reality of what's required. And then what are the things that cannot be neglected in this quarter? Like they have to get done. You know, I'm in the middle of a divorce, right? It's hard. Like my wealth, like financial world is completely changing. And so I kind of gamified it for this quarter. Like I've got to get much more intentional about it. And so I like was like, okay, I'm going to make a Wealth Building Wednesdays. And I'm going to time block 2 hours every Wednesday to make a date with my finances and just dig in and look at it and get some things straight. But I had to get real about like, this is the season I'm in. And therefore, there are certain things that I really want to own in the season and prioritize. So sometimes it's like owning the season you're in. And then what can you not be neglected? Like I could, if I didn't work out, that wouldn't be ideal, but like, I can't let this, like, I've got to get focused on it. And that prioritization is really important. And so I just was like, okay, how can I make this a little bit less of like, oh, I don't want to do it.
Well, and I love that because if we don't pick a priority for that quarter, right? And we're just trying to, you know, pardon my French, half-ass everything, then nothing really gets moved forward, right? So that's why, you know, we have our, Jay and I have our goal setting retreat. We pick our big rocks for the year. And those are the things that we try to implement throughout the year. And it's inevitable. You know, I would say it's inevitable that we always bite off more than that we can chew, right? And so breaking it down quarterly is like, okay, what can I do? And then think about, you know, the powerful habit of that Wednesday with your finances. Like, what is that going to look like in not just a quarter, but in another year or years.
Absolutely. So I think it is getting clear on what your big rocks are, right, in that season. And then what's the deliverable? Like, what are you going to do? What action are you going to take around it to help move it forward?
Can I give you a heads up before summer slips away? There's one room I want you in before the fall push, and it's filling right now. Next Level Growth beyond 1 million isn't publicly promoted. There's not going to be a big launch. There's not going to be a countdown. And we're limiting it to just 50 women. Here's what you'll leave with. A lead generation strategy built for the business you have now, real conversations about building wealth beyond commissions, production, and working harder, and a clear path forward. You'll walk in carrying that decision you've been avoiding and leave with clarity, confidence, and a plan that doesn't force you to choose between growing your business and loving your life. It's going to be September 8th and 9th, live on Zoom, two afternoons. It's $249. And remember, we intentionally capped this room at 50 women. When it's full, registration closes. If this sounds like your next step, visit herbestlife.com/NLG. And the other thing that I do that sometimes helps me, and it's kind of like what you're talking about, but slightly different, is sometimes we just have like big things going on in our life that make us feel very overwhelmed. And so I have a little kind of thing on my 411 that I just call what's extra right now. Okay. So every time I look at my goal sheet for the day, like I just put on there, like I just finished a big flip in California. It closed.
Yay! Exciting.
Yes. Yeah. It was so fun. And shout out to my partner, Megan, who crushed it. And that was extra. That's like was an extra thing that was going on in my life that has a finite beginning and a finite ending that could make me feel overwhelmed if in my mind I wasn't saying like, okay, I can handle this because I know it's going to be over in the summer, right? We started last fall. I know it's going to be over in the summer. That's extra right now. And just having a little reminder of that has been super helpful for me.
I love that. And I think it's the power of having it on a 411 and encouraging if you're leading a team to have that understanding is it gives perspective in the season, right? So if you're in a high growth moment in the business, if you're driving, if it's just that the market's a little wonky. And so I know, like I just did a mid-year reset we did with our Empire Circle members. And guess what? Like it's the same activity you did 2 years ago is not leading to the same result. So it's taking more effort to like roll that ball up the hill to get the business moving as you're growing and scaling. So understanding what other things are going on for you and for your team, like when you say, I've also got to flip, but it's also taking that mental energy, time, focus, attention, and sometimes just writing it down also gives you good perspective for you, for the people that support you of like, oh, no wonder I'm a little bit more tired. Like I have this other thing going on. And I think it also helps us then figure out like give grace and then where can you take action? Like, hey, what are the things, even on the health side, right? When Wendy said to me when I couldn't remember any of my nouns, she's like, you need some hormones.
Well, you're in a busy season, Kimber.
Yeah.
You are.
Yes.
Well, the question number two that you're going to be asking is, what season is my business entering? So again, your business has multiple seasons. You might be in a season where you're doing heavy hiring, right? That takes a lot of time and mental energy. You might be expanding, right? You might be growing. You might be in a season of stabilization. So, you know, our team has been in a season of stabilization for the last few years. You might be in a season of refinement. You know, one of the things my coach has encouraged me to do is he said, how do you become the best 250-unit real estate team in Austin, Texas? Right? That's refinement, right? That's extremely specific. That's not like, ooh, I need to hire an assistant. Ooh, I need to get an ops director. It's like, I have all that stuff done. It's like, how do we get to this place where it's very refined? We're very profitable, right? And everybody knows what they're doing every day. You could be in a season where you might be transitioning to another leader, right? Your business might have grown to the extent where you're the problem, right? You need to hire someone else to take over for you as you scale. I know Sarah has a lot of stories around that where, you know, she was in a season where, and that's a very different conversation. That's a lot of internal thinking, a lot of am I irrelevant kind of thinking, or you might be even transitioning out, right, with whatever you're doing. You might be in a season where you just want to do less, right? And that's still a season of your business, right? Because I'm a big fan of keeping your business alive, no matter what that looks like and, you know, turning it into a cash flowing asset for you and your family so that you can kind of go live your perfect life. So
I love that. And I think this idea of, again, part of this is also just holding space for the reflection. And we know a lot of our empire builders don't have white space. There's not like an opportunity in your day, in your schedule to just actually sit with some of these questions and to get real about what the season is, and particularly in the business, what it requires of you. Like, we're in a pretty big scaling season, right? We're in expansion. The business is growing. We're expanding. And I realized, as I've been reflecting at the midpoint of the year, the business actually needs something very different from me right now as the CEO. I like to be in the do sometimes, and it actually needs a lot more vision space for me and communication of that and strategy and leading of the team than being the person sitting down one-on-one and consulting the agent, which I love to do. And so how do you balance the things that give me lots of energy with what the business actually needs from me right now, or I have to find somebody else who can hold that space in the business?
I love that. And this is, I think, especially true if you're more operational, if you have different skill sets, which Kimber, you do, you know, you have skill sets around growth and you have skill sets around operations. You also have skill sets around strategy. And sometimes when things are, I know for me, when things are, you don't exactly know what's clear, it's so easy to get into the do because it's just so much easier, right? It's like if you've got a big, gnarly checklist, you're going to check off the things that are going to be easiest for you to do. And really, some of what we need to do is really focus on what's super important. So I love that you made that realization, right? Because we can't do it all.
So we talked a little bit about this one, but the third one, right? Asking what season is your health in? Are you on a weight loss journey? Are you in a recovery need, right? Are you preparing for something really big? You're getting ready to like run a marathon, do something really powerful. Are you feeling really off, like from a mental health standpoint, right? There's lots of stuff going on and you really need that extra support. Maybe you're like, hey, this is more. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling anxious. Being aware of that and then understanding what season you need the support and the resources. I think this is a big one. I think, and Wendy, we've talked about this a lot. Like, I think so often if we're an I do it, and often when we're trying to hit past a ceiling in any of these, but definitely in health, the answer is you might need a who. Like, do you need a personal trainer? Do you need a nutritionist? Do you need a therapist? Like, who do you need that actually could be that, like, helping you break through whatever that ceiling is related to the goal that you have in that season? And so I think that's a powerful one because it's basically acknowledgement of which one you're in and what you want to focus on. And then what's the resource for you to be able to actually make transitions during that season.
I love that. Well, so many of us have coaches and mentors in our business life, but we don't have coaches and mentors in our personal life. So that could look like getting a therapist. It could look like getting a trainer, like Kimber said. It could look like getting help around the house. It could look like getting someone to come in and cook dinner for your family, right? So that you can have healthier food. And I do think it's important to have some margin in your life, you know, because when the inevitable like crisis happens, and if it hasn't happened to you, it will happen to you. And so I know for me in 2019, where I was running a million miles an hour and the inevitable crisis happened, you know, Jay ended up in the hospital for a week with back surgery. I had to fire my contractor. I ended up finishing my house out by myself. And I had about 90% of my team leave that year. And I had no margin to really handle any of those problems. And so in 2020, I vowed I was going to build my business in a different way. So I had more margin and more help and support so that when the inevitable happened, I could almost like be there and be present for it. You know, I know in 2023, I had hip surgery. My stepmom died. My oldest son graduated from high school. I moved my aging dad to Austin. And the following year, I went through menopause. I didn't sleep for a year. I had horrible stuff from Sarah's 40th birthday party in Mexico. I was sick for 90 days. We won't go into it. And then my dad died that year. My second kid graduated from high school. And then Jay's assistant took her own life. So like those 2 years were extremely hard for me, and I just had more margin and support in my life. So I was able to be there and like be present and navigate them, if that makes sense. So I think sometimes, you know, we think, oh, I don't need help. And that help doesn't necessarily look like help in your business. It can be help at home. It could be a friendship. It can be like people around that kind of support you. So just understanding that, and then just to like tie that in a bow with health, after all that happened, you know, I basically let my health go for a couple of years. So then the next year was really recovery. You know, it's like I got to focus on myself, not just this quarter, but, you know, probably for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I love what you describe margin as also the human capacity around you. So it's not just like how tight is your schedule? Do you have any air in your schedule? It's also like, what is the support you have? And, you know, we've talked a lot about this book, The Body Keeps the Score, that often when we've neglected it, your body is going to, it's going to show up in ways that sometimes you're ready for and sometimes you're not. And so I think being able to be aware of that and build it in is going to protect you long-term and I think help you lead a healthier, longer life. Like scale can't cost you everything. I think that's one of the underlying themes here is that you can look up and we see this a lot, right? And high performers, you look up and one, people say, I don't want the life that they have, right? I don't want to give up everything that they had to give up to get there. And if you're at the success by everybody else's metrics, but you're alone and you don't have your family and you don't have those resources, was it worth it? Be aware of it in the journey, not at afterwards. We hear that a lot afterwards.
And having support in your home and work life is so important. You know, I can remember in the middle of that hard season, rolling into Sarah's birthday party in Mexico. And I just was, you know, my dad had just died. I was devastated. A lot of hard things had been happening. And I rolled in and I just said, listen, I think I need to quit Her Best Life, which is our business that we all run together. And, you know, fully expecting to like to give my speech and talk about all the reasons that I had for doing that. And actually, I really thought like the whole thing should be shut down, just kind of egotistical of me. But then just sitting there in my circle, you know, probably crying and Sarah just turning to me like, well, of course you're not going to do that. Like, no, you're not going to quit. And just in that moment, like knowing like, oh my gosh, I have these people around me who are just not going to let me. They're not going to let me quit, not because they're going to stop me from quitting, but they're actually going to help me through the hard.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And it is that. And it's back to this idea of knowing what your balls are.
Yeah.
Right. Like when we sometimes abandon the relationship side because we're, I mean, like, right, you're just grinding. And at the end of the day, like, who are the people that you're calling on? Who are the people that can see you, pick you up in seasons that are inevitably going to happen? So as we wrap up, I'd love to ask you, Wendy, like what boundary, what thing in your seasons really saved you? What do you think if you were going back and giving one of our Empire Builders or yourself that advice, like what's one thing that you're like, you know what, this was a line that I've an awareness that really made a big difference for me?
I think it's more like a habit, more like than a boundary. So for me, it's exercise. You know, I have some non-negotiables every week, 3 times in the gym with my trainer. My husband's there. So we get, it's like a double duty. And honestly, I get to look up at 7 o'clock and no matter what happens the rest of the day, I accomplish something. You know, even if the rest of the day goes to hell in a handbasket, it's like I accomplished something today. And that's something I can feel good about. And then I usually have a walk with my friend Jenny on Saturdays. I always look forward to it. We text each other in the middle of the week. Like, hey, are you going to walk this weekend? You know, it's always yes, unless we're out of town. And those two things, because that's like mental health for me, is just that, you know, couple hours of conversation and we have coffee. And it's just, I don't know, just those two things for me ground the rest of my week. And I feel like I can do more. And I was telling someone on my team the other day, I feel like 1 hour of exercise gives you 2 extra hours of energy during the day. So if you're thinking like, I don't have time for it, well, actually it gives you, I feel like it gives you a little bit more time.
It does. It's very counterintuitive, but it's sort of like get into the rhythm.
Yeah.
But I do think it's actually something very similar. I mean, I looked up, I taught this for our Build Her yesterday, and I looked up in the end of 2024 and I had 30 hours of reoccurring meetings and they went all the way until 5:30 on Friday. And so I just was exhausted, right? Like I was like crawling, army crawling to the finish line of the year. And I was like, I can't do this again. And so the habit boundary, like I just blocked on my calendar, right? After 11 o'clock on Fridays, I don't take any meetings. And some of that, to your point about like mental health, it allows for a breath, allows for white space. It allows for doing the things I want to do. It allows me to have fun Fridays with Cam. Like, it allows me to have all, like, the space and the air and the margin that I needed in my week. And when I realized, like, oh, if you just put some boundaries in place around the schedule and, like, right, that honor the season you're in. If I'm in a season that's busier, there are a lot of things that I'm committed to through my boys and, like, through my business that fill up my week. And this was, like, one block that allowed me to recover on a weekly basis. And so kind of gave more energy to the rest of it. So it's been,
I love that.
Year two. I'm in it and I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. And, you know, we work a lot in America. You know, you go to Europe and people essentially take 6 weeks off in the summer. That's their white space, you know? So give yourself permission. You run the business, right? Give yourself permission to take time for yourself. I think it's super important. And, you know, the most successful empire builders, they don't react to seasons. They plan for them, right? They don't wait until they're overwhelmed. They build their calendars around what matters most before something big life-wise shows up. And, you know, your calendar tells the truth, right? Right. What are you actually committed to? What are you actually spending your time on versus what you think you should be spending your time on?
Absolutely. And so our goal for you is to go out there and to build an incredibly big business, but ultimately one that is designed to support the big life through all of the seasons. So we always look forward to hearing how you're doing with that. Let us know, drop a review, and we hope to see you next week. Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.